5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Danny and Rihanna here, and Mom and Dad have been a little busy. We've been gone for a while, and if you can't tell from Danny's shirt, right now we're on our way home from WrestleMania, which we'll get into in a little bit, but we just kind of wanted to reach back out to everybody, say thank you so much for the support when we launched this channel, and for all of the encouragement we've gotten as we've found our footing. As new parents and as content creators, but we have been talking a lot about what we want to do with this channel, and I think we've kind of figured out what the next steps are going to be, so we just wanted to share that with y'all. So, Danny, do you want to take the good people through our plan?
I mean, look, there's a lot of stuff coming up the next couple of weeks. The next 2-3 months is just going to be nonstop traveling and events that we have to attend, and also maybe a little personal stuff too. We'll see. We'll talk about it in the future. But I think it would be cool for us to like maybe send updates. It could be from our own personal account, or we could just record together, like what we're doing now, and just give you guys an update on things that's happening with us. You know, so we're traveling in the next couple of days. I think we should talk about that and record stuff from that location that we're going.
But yeah, for now, we're trying to figure out what kind of cadence makes the most sense, seeing as how we're going to be out of town a lot. There's many different events happening soon, and we want to keep reaching out. Like, we want to keep having these conversations with everybody, but it's hard to do that every week right now. So we're thinking, for now, maybe we commit to doing something monthly. See how that goes for
us.
Every once in a while.
Once in a while. Like, it all depends on what's happening with us. We could record some stuff and upload it for you guys to check out, you know, like behind the scenes of us traveling and stuff like that. Or us just having conversation at a location, you know, like what we're doing now.
Yeah. And you know what? Just yesterday, the day before, we were having a really great conversation with our friends, Mark Phoenix, if you know who, one of the people that we play a lot of games with, and Parasilly, obviously, from Gamertag.
Yeah.
About, like, what's happening in the industry and how things are getting more expensive. And, you know, is the hobby industry that we work in for everybody anymore? Or is it really just a luxury thing now? So there might be more conversations like that, but I think the format is going to look a little different. You know, we're not going to be sitting down at our podcast setups every single time we come to you.
They might happen. That will happen.
It will happen here and there. Yeah. But we're thinking more vlogs, right? Like this, where we're literally sitting in the car and, you know, it's decent sound in here, good acoustics, and hopefully the camera is working out. Shout out to the phone Danny has here for content. But yeah, like we're thinking something a little bit more casual, a little bit more, you know, just conversational, so that we can still do it. Because, you know, sitting down in our setup is really tough because we're working a lot.
Yeah. And plus, we want to get out of the house.
Yeah.
You know,
change it up, make it something a little different from everything else we do.
Now, true story, I know you mentioned about us recording inside of the car. That was the first time I recorded Gamertag Radio, was inside of a car. So we're making history.
Full circle. I love that. But but going back to why we're here today, WrestleMania is ended. And great show. Wonderful weekend. 2 days of
Nonstop. It was a lot of ups and downs.
Lots of storylines.
I love the opening of the second night.
Yeah, was my favorite the triple threat for all women's was honestly my favorite match.
Yes, it was Io Sky, Rhea, and
Bianca Belair.
It was just everybody was screaming, jumping, excited.
There were so many twists and turns, and it was like nonstop back-to-back action.
Nobody knew what was going to happen. Like it was. I think it was the perfect match. Now, the ending of night one. Was really good too, because nobody was expecting that too. So like we knew something was gonna happen, but we didn't know how. And the way how it ended was like phenomenal. So, but overall, it was cool. Yeah. Like I love WrestleMania. This is my
fourth one.
And the reason why I really enjoy it, especially now, is like we got together with our friends to get a suite all together. And honestly, that's the best way to do it, because you have your own seating area.
Your own food, drinks.
You have your own bathroom. You don't have to like get out. Now, if you want to do like buy like merch and other food stuff, you go outside of the suites. But it's fine. Like I had a great time and it's comfortable. We don't have to like struggle to get out because of people.
We had easy parking, which if you've seen any of the footage of people trying to leave WrestleMania this year from Allegiant Stadium down here in Vegas. It looks like apocalyptic. This huge bridge full of like armed people. Like it was very intense. But we didn't have to go through that part.
Yeah. No, it was good. I want to do it again. You know. Yeah. And here's the thing. I prefer to do it that way. Now the difference between prices in Los Angeles here in Vegas. Los Angeles was a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas is expensive, like the stuff that we had to pay and everything compared to like LA, it was a lot.
But honestly, the price ends up working out when you add parking and all of the food costs together, and especially the drink costs, like it ends up being about the same as a normal ticket. And then you have, you know, that comfort. And not only that, shout out to John Drake and the Drakes in general, John and Andrea, for putting this together for a second time and having us along.
Yeah.
Is you get to hang out with your friends and you can actually like walk around and like have side conversations and catch up and
Work stuff.
But to just like be able to move around comfortably because you have a box. And if you've seen either the content on Danny's channel or my channel, you know, Danny Pena
or Game Attack,
right? Or the Rihanna MP for me, you can see how much space there is, right? You have, it's basically like a little miniature theater set up and then plus a whole like snack area and tables in the back where you can, you know, spread her out a little bit. You can do a little dance with your friends and
that was cool.
You know, take group photos, and it's not like being packed seat to seat in the stands. And you're still in it. Like you're still in the show and part of the crowd, which is really fun. We actually found ourselves on the seat cam.
WWE have this thing called fan cam. So the first time I experienced this was when it was like the first Raw on Netflix, and I found a picture, me, Paris, and Paris' son. We're all like standing and the fan cam came up.
Yeah.
So I tried to do this time.
It was a little dark.
It was too dark. And the reason is, if you notice, if you watch WWE, they like to keep everything dark outside of the ring. And the ring is like the focus when it's like a lot of lights. Yeah. And I get it. They don't want to like mess up the production. So I completely understand that. But for us being there, it was a little weird being, you know, in a dark room and everything, but it's all good. At the end of the day, we had a good time. It's fine.
And we were still able to get some really nice group photos at the end, which we have both posted again on our channels. And
I stopped everyone. Okay, everyone was about to leave. I'm like, no.
No, we can't stop.
One group picture. Because I forgot to do that 2 years ago when WrestleMania was in LA.
Yeah.
We didn't do it.
First time we all did this.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to do it this time. And it came out great. It came out perfect.
So the cool thing about that is, like, if you've seen the picture and if you're, you know, familiar with people in the industry or people who make content and stuff, you'll see there's a lot of folks from many different, like, companies and channels and forms of content. Like, you'll see Golden Boy in there. Obviously, I mentioned John and Andrea Drake's, like, Paris, of course. Tim Geddes from Kind of Funny. And, you know, people who work a little bit more deeply in the industry, like Dan Hevia or folks like that. And for folks who know who those people are or are curious about it, you will see Danny and I, but a lot of other people, like, hanging out in real life with other folks in the industry. And it may seem random, but truthfully, these are friends. Like these are people who we form relationships with, sometimes through work, sometimes because you just know each other, or you find another New Yorker or somebody who you have something else in common with. And mm-hmm. you start talking and, you know, start actually having time to get to know each other, either at these events or you schedule it outside of it. You know, like you truly become acquaintances and then friends. And I think it's important for people who aren't in the industry or who aren't in these circles, who see us, you know, speaking with people, to realize, like, I think there's something special about the gaming industry that I haven't experienced in any other career path in my life, where we're passionate about something that really is focused on shared experiences and bringing people together. And it breeds this community of wanting to connect with people. And I don't know, it's something that I find really inspiring, because there's so many people that we've now worked with or met through people we've worked with who, like, you know, came to our wedding and like who have, like, spent, our kids have spent time together, and but like they really truly become dear to us. And it's not because we're networking or trying to get a deal made or get hired for something. It's really just because we like each other and like spending time in their company. And, you know, I didn't have that before when I worked in like healthcare or anything.
I mean,
like that.
I experienced that in different industries.
Maybe one or two people, but not the volume that we have here.
I had that when I went to two places. When I used to work at a retail store a long time ago, that's how I met my close friend Michelle. And when I worked at Discovery Channel, I had a lot of friends that we used to hang out with, go to sports events, and like. But there's certain people that I'm like that. Like certain people, I'll go out and hang out with them. You know, similar to our industry in gaming. I had a good time hanging out with everybody. And you're right, we weren't there like, this network. It wasn't even about that. It was about just hanging out and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
So I think there is a time and place for that when you go to, let's say, DICE or, you know, Summer Game Fest. Like that, those are places like, yeah, besides doing your work, you could also network and stuff like that. But things like this is all about just enjoying a great time with friends.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that, because it may appear as if like, oh, I wonder if they're doing a deal with it.
No,
we're all just friends. And we like spending time together and hanging out, and we like the same stuff. Yeah. So just wanted to put that out there for people who, you know, haven't experienced this and maybe aren't as well versed in how people in the gaming industry sometimes hang out. It's not always a conspiracy theory. Sometimes we're really just homies.
Well, I'll tell you this, I missed the opportunity to see Stephanie McMahon. She passed by.
Our friend saw Stephanie McMahon.
I missed it. I was like, oh man, I would love to see her.
But that was kind of like our WrestleMania in a nutshell. And just a quick catch up on, you know, what we're thinking we want to do with Danny and Rihanna show, because obviously we took a big break after the fires. And you're shaking the camera.
Oh, sorry.
We took a big break after the fires and, you know, wanted to do an official reset. So this is it.
This is unedited. This is raw. Like, we just, you know.
Clearly. We'll be a little bit more candid on this channel, a little bit more real, I guess, is the best way to say it. Less editing, less polish.
Yeah.
and just more conversations, because we really like doing this. And, you know, hopefully we can do more in the future. Maybe more commentary on, like, industry stuff or what it's like working and traveling and, you know, doing all these studio visits, which we've been booking a lot lately. And, you know, we'll get more into, like, the mom and dad doing the work stuff. But yeah, just a quick update for y'all so you can know what we've been up to and what we plan to do.
One last thing. I know we've been to the Dominican Republic before.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. I would love for us to record content whenever we go over there in the future, how it is traveling an international trip. But there is one coming up that Rihanna has never been to that area, and I can't wait to get her reaction.
Yes.
And that would be cool for us to record and put in the channel.
I think it's fair to say I've never been to Europe.
Never been to
I've
Europe.
I've only ever been to the Caribbean.
Yeah. in Latin America. You've been to like Mexico. And,
yeah. But I've only gone south. Like, I've never gone east. So yeah, I'm very
northeast.
Well, yeah, I'm very excited. And we'll get all into why we're there and what we're doing at a later date. But something I think we can share, maybe like a little tidbit for people, is we'll be going back to Dominican Republic soon.
Sometime in the summer. We can't say when, because I want to surprise everybody.
Yeah, but there may be a spinoff of some content related to why we're going. Yeah. So we're still working on it, but keep an eye out for more updates there, which should be pretty exciting for us to make. Hopefully it's exciting for y'all to listen to.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Anything else, Danny?
No, that's about it. I mean, the car is almost 100%.
Yeah, perfect. The car is charging. We're ready to drive.
You have to drive to Los Angeles.
Pick up our baby from my mom. Shout out to mom, Mama V. Always keeping us active and holding us down with childcare. But yeah, we're gonna go pick up the little one and drive back home and post this, and hopefully you guys are excited to hear from us again. Sorry, it's taken so long.
And if you like this, please post it under the comments. Like, hey, let us know. Yeah. Maybe you guys have questions. Maybe we can answer it too, like a Q&A thing we could do.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah. Like I said, we're doing this much more informal so that we can do it more frequently.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.